In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. In this program, we are going to attract your kind attention to the traditions which confirm that the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, are the helpers of Allah, pious ones, and the foremost. And their Shias are the companions of the right, and their enemies are the wicked, guilty, liar and rejecter people, and the companions of the left.
Ibn Mahiyar says regarding the following words of the Almighty Allah: and the foremost are the foremost, these are, they who are drawn nigh to Allah, in the gardens of bliss. The Holy Quran 56, 10-12. Commentators have said that, those who were foremost in faith and obedience of Allah, in the hereafter, they would be foremost to go to paradise, and these are, the very people who are the proximate ones in the gardens of bliss. It is narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that he said, among all those who precede towards Allah and the Messenger, I am the foremost, and I am the most proximate to the Almighty and His Messenger. It is narrated from Ibn Abbas that, there are three who are the foremost. The first, Hezqiel, the believer from the people of Pharaoh, who was the first to believe in Musa, alayhi salam. The second, Habib, the person of Yasin, who was the first to believe in Isa, alayhi salam. And the third, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, who was the first to believe in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is better than other two.
The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashab narrates from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, we are the foremost. We are foremost in perfection over the whole Ummah, and we are the last, as our rule and government shall be the last. Ibn Mahiyar from Sheikh Tusi, Ramatullah alayhi ma, with his chains of narrators, has narrated from Ibn Abbas that, he asked the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the explanation of the verses, 56, 10-12. And the foremost are the foremost, these are they who are drawn nigh to Allah. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied that Jibreel has said that, they are Maulana Ali and his Shias who are foremost in heading towards paradise, and due to their respect for Allah, they are the proximate ones of Allah. Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, said in the explanation of the verse, 56, 88-89. Then, if he is one of those drawn nigh to God, Allah, then happiness and bounty in a garden of bliss. If a person who is dying is from the proximate ones, then for him there is happiness, meaning comfort, or the evening breeze of paradise, and bounty, which means the pure sustenance, or the flowers of paradise, which are brought to him that he may smell it, and acquire the blessings, and thirdly there is paradise for him containing all the bounties. Said that, this verse is revealed in praise of Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and Imams succeeding him.
Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, is quoted in Uyun al-Akbar Riza that he said, the verse revealed, and the foremost are the foremost, was revealed in my praise. Also there is a tradition in the book of Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali that, this verse is in praise of Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. It is of those proofs which he completed for Muhajirs and Ansars, and said that, I put you under the oath of Allah, do you know when was the following verse revealed? And as for the foremost, the first of the Muhajirs and the Ansars. The Holy Quran 9, 100. And the foremost are the foremost, these are, they who are drawn nigh to God, Allah. The Holy Quran 56, 10-11. People ask the explanation of both the verses from the Holy Prophet. He replied that Allah has revealed them in praise of the prophets and their successors, and I am the best of all the prophets, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, my successor, is the best of all the successors. The people said, indeed, we have heard it. The blessed Sheikh Tabarsi in Majma'ul Bayan narrates from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, that, four people are the foremost. The first is Habil, son of Adam, alayhi salam, who was killed. The second is from the Ummah of Musa, called believer of the people of Pharaoh. The third is from the community of Isa called Habib Najjar. And the fourth from the Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. The Blessed Kholaini has narrated that, Imam Muhammad Baghir, alayhi salam, told a group of Shias that, you are the Shias of Allah, you are the helpers of Allah, and you are the first of the foremost, and the last of the foremost, foremost in the world, and you are the foremost in the hereafter, to go to paradise. For you, Allah has given the guarantee, and also the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has guaranteed paradise for you.
It is narrated by Ali ibn Ibrahim that companions of the right hand, Ashabi Maimana, are those believers who did sins, and they will be stopped at the accounting, and from them, those are the foremost would head towards paradise in innumerable numbers. The Blessed Kholaini has narrated from Asbaq ibn Nobaytah that, a person came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, a group says that, a servant of Allah doesn't do fornication while he is a believer, and does not kill anyone, when is a believer, and doesn't steal, when he is a believer. And these things are difficult for me, as this person prays like me, and gives me his daughter in marriage, and I give my daughter in marriage to him, he inherits from me, and I inherit from him, just because of few sins, he goes out of the pale of Islam? Imam said, what you have said is true. And I have heard from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that, he used to say the same, and for this, there is the proof of Book of Allah. Allah, the Almighty has created three types of people, and made three stages for them, and said in Quran about the companions of the right hand, the companions of the left hand and the foremost ones. The foremost ones are the prophets, some are messengers, and some are non-messengers. And Allah has given the people five spirits. 1. Ruhul Qudus. 2. Ruhul Iman. 3. Ruhul Gavat. 4. Ruhash Shavat. 5. Ruhul Batin.
The prophets are raised on the Ruhul Qudus. Some of them are messengers, and some are non-messenger. They get revelations through this Ruh. Due to Ruhul Iman, they worship Allah, and do not make anyone a partner with Allah. With the help of Ruhul Gavat, they fight against their enemies, and acquire sustenance for themselves. From Ruhash Shavat, they eat delicious foods, and marry young and permissible women. With the help of Ruhul Batin, they walk the way. This group would get salvation. Of them all are infallible, and if any one of them rarely commits Tarki Allah, leaving the preferable option, or does anything undesirable, Allah forgives them, and then, there is no effect of it on them. After this, the Hazrat said that, Allah says, we have made some of these apostles, to excel the others, among them are they to whom Allah spoke, and some of them, he exalted by, many degrees of, rank, and we gave clear miracles to Isa, son of Maryam, and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Quran 2:253. It means that, amongst the prophets, some have superiority over others. Some prophets were superior from the fact that Allah had literally spoken to them, like Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for some Allah has increased their stages, and that is Prophet Muhammad, and Allah had given a clear miracle to Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam, and bestowed him strength through the Ruhul Qudus. About all the prophets he says, whom he has strengthened with an inspiration or spirit from him. The Holy Quran 58:22. It means those who are his chosen ones, or on whom he has sent blessings. The Imam said that, he has given them respect due to this Ruh or spirit, and then he gave them superiority over others. Then he says about companions of the right hand that they are the believers, as the faith demands. Allah has given them four spirits. 1. Ruhul Iman. 2. Ruhul Gavat. 3. Ruhash Shavat. 4. Ruhul Batin.
and he always tries to perfect these spirits, till some stages pass upon him. Hearing all this, the man said, O Amir ul Mu'mineen! What are those stages? The Imam replied that the first amongst them, is as Allah has said. And of you is he who is brought back to the worst part of life, so that after having knowledge he does not know anything. The Imam said that, for such a person all the spirits decrease, but he doesn't go out from the religion of Allah, because Allah has made him reach this age of ignorance. That is why, he doesn't know the time of prayer, and doesn't get up for the prayer in the day and at night, and he cannot stand in the rows with other people, in congregation prayers. All this is due to the paucity of Ruhal Iman and no harm is caused by this. In some the Ruhal Gavat decreases, so they cannot wage a war against the enemies, and are unable to work for their daily bread. In some the Ruhash Shavat is reduced to such an extent that, even if the most beautiful women are sent to him, he is not attracted and does not consent. He has the Ruhal Badan, by which they move about and walk on the road, till the angels of death reach him. The condition of this man is better, because Allah has made his condition better than the other. Sometimes it so happens that, he has those capabilities in his youth, and he intends to commit a sin, and the Ruhal Gavat encourages him, and the Ruhash Shavat makes it attractive to him, and the Ruhal Badan prepares him, and then he does fornication. Now as he has committed a haram act, the Ruhal Iman leaves him, until he doesn't repent, it does not return. If he repents, Allah accepts his repentance, and if he does not repent, he punishes him for it, and makes him enter hell. The companions of the left hand are Jews and Christians, and Allah says about them. Those whom we have given the book, recognize him as they recognize their sons, the Holy Quran 2, 146. It means they recognize Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and have read about the vilaya of his Ahlul Bayt's in Torah and Evangel. Just as they recognize their sons in their houses. And a party of them, most surely conceal the truth while they know it. The Holy Quran 2, 146. It means that, their one community conceals the truth, although they know it very well. The truth is from your Lord, the Holy Quran 2, 147. He said that the truth is from your Lord, and you are the prophet for them from your Lord. Therefore you should not be of the doubters. The Holy Quran 2, 147. Thus, those who were knowing, but deliberately refused it, Allah made them fight among themselves, and then took away the spirit of faith, Ruhal Iman, from them, and gave them only three spirits into their body. Spirit of strength, spirit of sensuality, spirit of body, and then added to it, and compared them to the quadrupeds and said, they are as cattle. Because a quadruped carries the load with the help of the spirit of strength, Ruhal Gavat, and eats due to the spirit of sensuality, Ruhash Shavat, and walks due to the spirit of the body, Ruhal Badan. Hearing all this the man said, O Amir ul Mu'mineen, by the command and blessings of Allah, you have enlivened my heart.
In the explanation of the verse, and if he is one of those on the right hand, then peace to you from those on the right hand. The Holy Quran 56, 90-91. Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, that, if the departed person is from those on the right hand, then peace be on you, O those on the right hand, and also peace be on you from those on the right hand, who are your brothers. As most commentators have said, and the Imam has also stated in this tradition that, those on the right hand are the Shias of Maulana Ali, alayhi salam. The Almighty Allah says to his Prophet, peace be on you from those on the right hand, that is, you are safe from those who slay your progeny. In another tradition the Imam said that, they are our Shias and friends. In the Tawallul Ayat, there is a tradition from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, that, Allah says, indeed none is more proximate to me than, the one who prays and invokes me, in the name of Muhammad and his progeny, in the words that Adam had learned, and due to which his repentance was accepted. Adam had prayed. O Allah! You are the Lord of my blessings from you. Have mercy on me, and surely, you know my desire, so I ask you in the name of Muhammad and his progeny, that have mercy on me and forgive my mistakes. Allah revealed to him, O Adam! I am the master of your blessings, and I can fulfill your desires, and know your problems. Tell me, why did you ask me through these people? Adam replied, O my sustainer, when you blew the spirit into my body, I raised my head, and looked towards the throne, and on it was written, There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I thought that Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, is the best of your creatures, then you told me the names which passed by me, which were from those on the right hand, the Ali Muhammad and his Shias, so I thought that they were the nearest creatures to you. Allah said, O Adam! You have said the truth.